Good morning, we're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Tes, and we're learning some involved. Today's share is sponsored by Benji Kleidman, Lila Nishmas, his parents, Chaim Meir, Ben Mordechai Levi, and Golda Bas Yaakov Levi. We left off discussing this idea of Psikresh Lonichole, which we disagree with, and we say that that's not going to be mutter, other different than the opinion of the Aruch. Chayalim says the Psikresha, the Bishari Sur and Chutzmi Shabbos, Dasa Rosh, the Lukuliyam is Osir, Umash made a Raisa. The Zafka Bishabbos, the Vina Melechas Mashabbos, Mashayn can Bishari Sur. So now, when we disagree with the Uruch and we say Psikresha Lo Nichole is not a heter, how far do we take that? Do we take that that's going to be, that it's going to be Chayav? Or are we going to argue that even though it's we disagree with the Uruch and we say that it's Osir, but it's only be us. It's only going to be us and Mirabanan. So the Rosh suggests a chiluk. When it comes to Shabbos, there's a requirement of Melechas Mashabbos that the Melach, which a person is doing, has to be Melechas Mashabbos. One of the explanations of Melechas Mashabbos is that it has to be Kavana. So this is truly a Dovash Enemies Kavan. The person's intent is not to do this. Even though Psikresha gives it the halachic equivalent as if he's having kavana, but the reality is he's not having kavana, so we can still argue that's not Melechas Mashabbos. Whereas by Shari Surya Torah, which the concept of Dov Shani Miskaven applies to, MC Gresha applies to, but the rule of Melechas Mashabbos does not apply. So in a case where a person is going to be doing a nazar who's going to be combing his hair, and by combing its hair, it's going to be inevitable that he's going to pull out hairs, which is also true. That Isser is different than the person combing the hair on Shabbos, which even as a Psikresha, but it's not a Melechas Mashabbos, arguably. So it's the same action, the same Isser, but by Shabbos we're going to deal with it one way, and by other Isser we're going to deal with it differently. So the Rosh suggests that by Shabbos, there's a concept of Melechas Mashabbos. Bishari Surim, there's no concept of Melechas Mashabbos. So Psikresha is going to be Chayiv. Even in Psikresha, Lo Nichole, once you disagree with the Aruch, and you do not accept this Swara of Psikresha, Lo Nichole, so this is a simple case of Psikresha, it's going to be Chayav. However, by Shabbos, where due to the virtue of the fact that it's Lo Nichole, you cannot call it it's Melechas Mashabbos. This is something the person wants to happen because he does not want it to happen. So the Lo Nichole element will make it that it's considered not Melechas Mashabbos. So even if you say that even by Shabbos, a Psikresha is going to be Chayiv, it's only Psikresha, the Nichole. Psikresha is the Lord Nichole. Even by Shabbos, it's going to be only Asim and Rabbanan. So, the Maisa by Shabbos, the Psikresha, the Nichole, we assume is going to be Asim and Raisa. But the Psikresha, the Nichole, there, we're going to argue that it's going to be Potsim and Raisa, only Asim and Rabbanan. By Shari Surya Torah, Psikresha Lo Nichole, the Rishonim will argue on the Baruch, hold that it's going to be an Issur D'Oraisa. Psikresha Lo Nichole by Shari Surya Torah is going to be an Issur D'Oraisa. And Shabbos is unique because of the requirement of Melechas Mashabbos. Psikresha Lo Nichole, even by Shabbos, the assumption is going to be a Chiyuv, even though the person is not mamash having Kavana, since it's a Psikresha, and it's something the person would like to benefit from, so we're going to give it the chumrah of Psikresha that it's going to be chayiv. Okay, with that we finished the discussion about Psikresha. We've mentioned on Psikresha by the Rabbonans. The Chayalim is going to move on to a new topic in the next siman, which might overlap with the issues of Psikresha. Which so we will come back to revisit Psikresha in the context of the next siman. Meanwhile, have a good day.